You know, last time in my first podcast ever, ask a question: do you think the world will still be there 1,000 years from now? And today I want to speak about something that has been happening around the world unknowingly, you know. And since this segment, I posted it under spiritual. I want to give you a story. You know, someone told me about this king. The king had 4 wives. The king was so old, and it was time, you know, for him to die. He was in his deathbed. So the king wanted someone who he could go to with into eternity, you know. So the king called the 4th wife, who was the youngest, who the king used to brag. Yeah, who used to show off to when he would go out, you know. So the young wife said, you know, I can't die right now because I think I'm young, I'm too young to die. So the king was very disappointed. He called his 3rd wife, and his wife was like, you know, I really love you, but I'm planning to remarry, so I can't die right now. So the king also called her. The second wife told him, you know, I love you so much, but the only thing I could do, I've saved you so many times, and the only thing I can do to you right now is arrange a good funeral. So sorry, I can't go with you. And before the king even finished, the first wife came in and said, I will go with you. Now, the moral of the story is, The fourth wife is our body, you know. We spend so much time with our body, we show it off, you go and work out, you know, in the gym, you work out and you're like, you know, I'll be working out. But you not go with it to eternity. You will leave it here. The body will die, even if you're strong. And the third wife is our possession, our accessories, you know. We spend so much time earning cars and stuff, accessories, so many, like cars, buildings. That is what we focus on in life. And the second wife is our family and friends and the closest people to us. The father can go with us is to our funeral, you know. And the first wife is our soul. So as we don't spend so much time building our soul, we don't spend so much time meditating, we don't spend so much time praying. And today I wanted to tell you that take time to build your soul. Take time to build your soul. Take time to develop it. You know, life is too short. And Bill Graham was asked, what was his biggest surprise of the world? He said, the brevity of life. Life is too short. You can't believe it. It goes just like that, you know. So let's take our time, learn about your soul, learn to meditate, because we have us, the, you know, the system, the capitalism system, especially in me, us who were in this capitalism system, the system is designed in a way by you only focus on getting dough, and you don't realize that you never take that money, even if you're the world's richest man, you know. You never take it anywhere. And the illusion is that when you got it all, you will be happy. And that's not true. So let's take time with our souls. Let's take time to develop our souls. You know, just read books. Just meditate. Take time with yourself, you know. Because that's the only thing you go to with it to eternity. You know, once you're born, you never die. Yeah, of course your body will die, you know, your body will die, but your soul, you will be alive even 1,000 years from now. So let's take our time to meditate, take our time with your soul. Money and everything else, you will leave it here. And it will start again with someone else who will be young and will be painted the picture of happiness when you get dull. And that's not the truth. That's what happened to us too. So let's take time with our soul. Have a lovely day.